Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Courtney?
Yes.
Hi, good afternoon, ma'am. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details as well as pricing. How's your day going today?
I'm doing good.
Very good, very good. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. Overall, happy Tuesday to kind of start things off here. I know you are speaking with Tara. She is one of our mapping coordinators for the department. She brought me on the line so I can go over the rate reduction with you. But before I just start hitting you with the numbers, did you have any questions in regards to how the placement works or what we're going to be doing for you, aside from hearing just the price point?
Just hearing the price point.
Okay. Well, it is very affordable. It is offered to you on a month-per-month basis with no contracts. Okay, the program does require a 2-month verbal agreement, strictly making us performance-based. We've been in business for 17 years, but the only way we're going to keep you coming back to us comfortably for the third month moving forward is by providing results within that first 2-month time frame. Okay, but our platinum package, you qualified for our platinum package, and that's designed to just do just that for our clients. Okay, now the pricing, it does get you, I see here that you have one of those free Google websites. Is that the one that you have your clients land on as of right now?
I'm not sure.
Understood. Well, I mean, the reason I do
I
ask
think
that
it is, but I don't remember. I remember setting it up, but that's about it. But I can't do nothing else with it.
Understood. Well, I mean, the reason I ask is because
I'm still learning all this.
Are you happy with that website overall?
For the most part, the only thing I would like to go in and change stuff up, but I don't know how.
Well, there's a light behind at the end of the tunnel here. We do provide beautiful websites. They're a little bit more in detail with the than the one that you have right now. I can actually send you over an example via text message of how it looks. But the great benefit to having the website we generate for you is it's up and running in very little time. 5 business days is all it takes, and you're able to go in and make any changes onto it as needed, whether it be pictures, content, anything like that, and it's changed in real time. So say you change a keyword on the website, it's changed right then and there. When you save it, it's going to go up live right then and there. So you can do that through our website. So I sent that over to you right now. It's just an example of an electrician company, but it would be customized to having, obviously, your line of work on there, which is tree services. Okay, so let me know when you do receive that, please, because that's something that we can help you with, and it allows you to do that. But also, the pricing, we do make it very affordable for you with the discounts. Without any of the discounts, normally on our website, the original pricing for this, it runs at the original rate of $4.99 with a $2.99 programming fee. But with the discount implemented, the programming fee will be waived entirely, and that $4.99 will be reduced by 50%, which gets you into a locked-in rate at $1.99 flat. And that would be a discounted rate and out the door. There would not be any other hidden fees. There would not be any other surcharges involved. It would be $199 fixed flat rate locked in.
Okay.
Now everything that provides. I'm sorry? Great question. So this is on a month-per-month basis. The pricing is offered to you on a month-per-month basis with no contracts. Okay, but everything that it includes for you, that's going to be complete. That's going to get you complete Google local optimization setup. That gets you PIN verified with Google's headquarters, and it gets you found as a top recommended option on the front page of Google, where callers would be able to contact you directly, and you wouldn't have to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee of any sort. And then what we would also be providing for you would be first page placement on Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft. Consumers can call you directly through that search engine as well. And then what we do for you, Courtney, is we place your company into 60 online directories. These directory submissions that we submit you to are directories Google indexes on a day-to-day basis in order to help companies rank on the front page. So, for example, you'll be placed on the bigger, more popular ones in your area, like the BetterBusinessBureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. The list goes on. But what that's now, what we also do for you with the website that we can build for you, did you have that pulled up, by the way? I sent that over to you a moment ago.
Yeah, I looked at it.
Okay. Well, with this website, we can attach to all of the listings. That way, if those are avenues clients are choosing to go down to do searches for the services that you're offering, they'd be able to pull that website up from the platform they're searching from and, of course, contact you directly. Okay, and then what we also provide for you is going to be the mobile devices, and that's because nowadays consumers are doing internet searches from their cell phones, and the location's always changing whenever they're traveling. So what we're going to do for your company is mobile optimize it. That way you do show up from anybody searching from any kind of iPhone, any kind of Android, and you're also going to show up from any kind of tablet out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, we literally cover all of your bases. And when it comes to the website, we make it very easy for them to leave you a review on Google. As you can see on the top tab, there's a blue button that's generated right next to your phone number. And that, and then once they click on that button, they can leave you a review about your company within seconds. And then once that review goes live, you're notified about that through the dashboard that we provide for you, but it gets uploaded onto the website with a 5-star rating. That way, if all the consumers that are driven to the website can see all the positive things people have said about the work that you've done for them previously. But if you scroll back up, I mean, the request information box that's right there, that's it for if you missed the phone call from that client. All they would have to do is leave their name, email, phone number, address, comments of what they want done, and then they click contact us. And that email goes directly from them to you. It's not filtered through a third-party company. That email goes from them to you directly. So it's always direct client contact via email or via phone call. And then if you scroll down past the reviews, it's a list of all the services you provide. We can list up to 25 to 30 photos onto the website of before and afters if you have any. And then right to the right of those photos is going to be the keywords that we get you found for. And then also, if you scroll down a little bit further, the mission statement and the about us section, meaning we need to make sure that we're representing you properly, so we just ask you a little information about the company. And then also a little bit, if you scroll down a little bit further, we put you in the Google Maps. Now, if your business is a home-based business, we never showcase that for the public to see. That's always going to be hidden, but we do draw a circle around the zip code that your business is located in. That way consumers know the area that you're coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know directions to where you live, of course. There's no point in them knowing where you live. Okay? And then also...
The only thing I'm not liking about the Google now, because it has her home address, because it would not let me put PO box, because our office is out back in our shop that will be built.
And of course. Of course. Well, Google does. Yeah, and that's why we want to hide it. So you would be able to do away with that website and get your address from people seeing it if we were able to build this website for you, because like I said, it's going to be hidden. But Google does not accept PO boxes as well, and the reason being for that is somebody else owns that PO box location. So Google can't verify you as a legitimate business in that exact area where the PO box is located. That's why they do need a home address. But if the home address, like I said, if it's a home address, if your shop's in the back of where you live, then it's going to be hidden. We never showcase that for the public to see. Like I said, there's no point in those consumers needing to know where you live. We just need them contacting you directly by phone or via email. Okay, and then a little bit more on the website, they can pay you on the go. So if you're out on a job or you're doing a bid or you're just busy and they owe you a payment, you can direct them to the website, and if they have a PayPal account, a Venmo, or a debit or credit card, they'd be able to pay you exactly where you're at. Even if you're out bidding a job or you're out at the grocery store, they can pay you directly to the website. Okay, so then this would be up and running for you within 5 business days. And like I said, we attach to all of the listings, bringing the max amount of exposure to it, and that way, obviously, you're always receiving a return on investment with our company. Okay?
Okay.
And then a little – go ahead. I'm sorry. Do you have a question?
Yeah, that's going to be $199 per month.
Per month, and it never changes or goes up on you, not a cent. Okay.
So
and then,
my other question, is that a tax write-off for the company?
Absolutely. So we do send you over everything in writing. Why I have you on the line, you say, okay, it sounds like a good idea, for example, and you sign up, I would send you over everything in writing. Why I have you on the phone still, even a invoice via transaction showing you that $199 came out of your account, because, yes, at the end of the year, you can write this off in your taxes.
Okay. I'm very interested like, seriously interested in it. And would that website, since we have, that's another question, the website we have for Coach Tree Service, would that change also, or will we have two separate ones?
So, who built that for you? Did you, who built the one that you have currently?
That was just, I set it up through Google.
Okay, will you be able, if you go into that website, obviously, I don't have access to that, but if you go to that website, you'd be able to do away with that if you needed to cancel it or whatnot. And then once that's canceled, with your Google My Profile page, we would attach our website to that page. That way people that click the website would be driven to the page that we generated for you and not the Google one. So that's something that we can help you with, absolutely. And then all the reviews that you get as well, those go live, and you'll be and they'll be able to see all the reviews people have said about that through that page as well. Okay, and then also the program is going to get you found within a 15 to 20 mile radius outside of the local area that you're in, and then we allow you to hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in as well. It's targeted marketing. It's geared and tailored towards your needs and wants for the company. So we want to make sure that we're programming you into the areas that are a bit more profitable for you or the areas that bring you a larger amount of income. So that's exactly why we allow you to hand select those areas, because it is your area. So you know the areas around you that can do that for you. Okay, but again, you know, that's why we do offer the services here on a, well, the pricing is offered to you on a month-per-month basis, but it does require a two-month verbal agreement, strictly making us performance-based. We've been in business for 17 years, but like I said, Courtney, the only way we're going to keep you coming back to us comfortably for the third month moving forward is by providing results within that first two-month time frame. But with the website being built within 5 business days and us starting those listings, the directory submissions, and the front page of Bing, you're going to see exposure within the very first month. But to see maximum amount of exposure and see maximum results, we ask that you give it that two-month time frame. But with all of the services included, with the website and everything else, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for the company, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Courtney, it's definitely going to be something that we do make you happy with. I can definitely tell you that. But in order to make sure that we would be representing you properly, of course, what I would have to do here on the front end is just verify some information that we already have about the business just to make sure everything is accurate here. Okay. Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the 601 area code 4336996, would that be the best primary line for your clients to reach you on, or is there another one that you would like clients to reach you on as well?
That's going to be the best because he does take all the phone calls.
Okay, perfect. And that's the one that we'll promote for you. And then we do need to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's where Google recognizes you as a legitimate business in that area, and they give you that little red dot that falls inside of the map showcasing the area that your business is located in. I found the address for your company as 299 Duck Hill Road. Is that a business location, or is that's your home, right?
Oh, my God.
That's your home. Okay, gotcha. And that's in the zip code of 339480? I'm sorry?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And like I said, remember, that's going to be hidden. We never showcase that for the public to see. And then, Courtney, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Mine is Chance, R-C-H-A-N-C-E-L-L-O-R. I haven't had it changed over yet.
Okay. Well, anything's adjustable, or you can adjust or change anything on the account as needed, whether it be adjustments to the website that you want to do, the name of the company. Anything is adjustable. Okay, you just got to let us know, and we can make those changes for you. But let me make sure that I do have that correctly spelled. So I have Chance Cellor.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the company is in his name.
Oh, okay. Well, Courtney, if you'd like to put under his name, what would be his full name?
Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-E-R-Y, Kimball, K-I-M-B-L-E, and he goes by Kimball.
How do you spell Kimball one more time? K-I-M-B-L-E?
K-I-M-B-L-E. KIMBLE.
Understood. Got it. Okay. And then also, Courtney, what would be the best email address to use for you or the company?
It's Coach. Let me make sure I'm saying it. Got too many emails I keep up with. Hold on.
Okay.
Coats, COATS, tree, TREE, service, SERVICE, at yahoo.com.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
So Coats, which is spelled COATS, tree service at yahoo.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty. Wonderful. And then as far as the hours of operation go for the business, how would you like them seen? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? How does that work for the business?
Well, we are a tree service, so we are 24 hours for emergencies. Mm-hmm. Now,
okay.
Normal, like, non-emergencies is usually 8 to 5, but emergencies is 24 hours.
Understood. Understood. Yeah, I was going to ask that. I do have to ask that for plumbing industries and tree services, if the emergency services are offered. And then now for the 8 to 5 schedule, though, aside from the emergency services, is that Monday through Friday? Is it 7 days a week?
Monday through Friday, some Saturdays, just depends on how busy we are.
That makes sense. Okay. All righty. And then also, when you're finished with a job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms, like cash, checks, credit cards, or?
Mostly cash and checks. We have got set up to take credit card payments yet. Working on that.
Okay. Well, when that gets taken place, when you do put that into play, we can add that into the account. That way people know you accept credit cards, because obviously that's a way people do pay. So we want to know that they're able. So we can put that into play for you as soon as you add that in. Okay. And then also did you have any other forms of media out there? I know you had a Facebook, but did you have a Instagram or any other type of social media?
Not yet. I've been playing on Facebook. Like, I'm new on the back end of all this, because just the past year we just really started playing with social media, because we're not getting enough calls just off our local newspapers.
I hear you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Putting yourself on the front page of Google, this is definitely going to generate you some business. Absolutely. Okay. And then also, and then what I'm doing for you right now, Courtney, is I am sending over an email to the email address that you just gave to me. The email is going to fall into your inbox labeled online marketing. Client support. That's how it's going to be labeled. And inside of the email is going to be two forms of contact. You're going to have client support's number, and then you're going to have my phone number that's located there as well. Each and every time you try to call one of these numbers, you can reach a live agent each and every time, and you bypass the automated services and the call centers. Okay, I want to make sure that you're going to be able to reach somebody directly if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, of course. All right, and it does show me that the email sent over to you successfully. Okay, and then the last thing that we would need to do here, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming itself, that would be securing the listing at the discounted rate of $199. In order to secure the listing today, Courtney, what's going to work best for your business? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for the company?
Probably his debit card. I've got to call him, because he won't leave me that. I have a checkbook, so I don't have a credit card.
Understood. Okay. Would you be able to put me on a brief hold and give him a phone call to get the numbers?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Burn the phone so I can call Kimball. Burn me one of y'all's phones.
And then while that's taking place, I'm going to be sending you over another just recap of what we discussed and everything like that. Because like I said, we send you over everything in writing.
I still haven't got, was it text message or email?
An email.
I still haven't got them.
Go ahead and check all mail. We've never corresponded before, so it might check. It might fall into your filtered mail since we've never corresponded before.
Cannot be reached at the moment.
It's all back. Exactly. Okay, I got one of the emails.
Perfect, perfect. And I'm sending you over the other one right now with the price point and everything like that. It's just a recap of what we discussed. And then on both of the emails, you're going to notice my phone number that's located at the very bottom above our above my Google credentials.
Okay.
Yeah, I just sent that one off to you as well, so you should be receiving that here momentarily.
I'm waiting on them to take them back.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just going through some old email, some emails that I had because I was out the past couple of days. I had a surgery done, so I'm just checking some old emails. So take your time. It's not a problem.
I know he's looking at a job, so it might take him a minute.
Gotcha. Understood. That's not a problem. How'd you guys get into the tree services? Was the was it like passed down, or did he kind of start it on his own?
He kind of started it on his own. Like, his dad originally had just a crane truck, and he was setting trusses, and then Tim was like, well, you need more to do than just setting trusses. He was like, I'll start buying everything if you'll start doing trees. And now his dad is getting older, and we run it all, but he started it with him and his dad.
Understood. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, And then also, Courtney, there's going to be on your smartphone, you can also download what we call a Splash. It's an app on your phone. It's called Splash Call app. That way everything's completely transparent. You can track all of the analytics that come included with the program. Like, for example, the total amount of phone calls that come directly towards your company. You can see zip codes of where those calls are coming to you from. If a client chooses to leave you a review, the dashboard notifies you about that review and you have the option of responding to it if you choose to. And then also you're going to be able to see a list of all of the keywords that we've programmed your company to be found for, all of the top ranking keywords people are finding you through. And you're going to get a list of those, and you get a list of all the areas that we've programmed you in. And all of the analytics are completely included within that Splash Call app. And we also send you monthly reporting. That way you know completely that it's working for you. That way it becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. So everything is completely transparent.
Okay. Because I know he has us on Home Advisor, and I'm still learning that, and it's a headache.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Home Advisor. Isn't that a paper lead service?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've kind of familiar with them. Each and every lead that they send you, do you have to pay for that, or do you have to accept it before you pay for it?
I think we have to accept it before we pay for it. See, I'm still learning. Like, he does stuff without talking. He can run it all, and I'm just like...
We shot in the blue, like, what's going on here?
Yeah, and that's why whenever y'all called, I was like, well, he ain't even here to make the decision.
Gotcha. Well, I understand that my mapping coordinator, Tara, spoke with him before. I believe he gave her your phone number to call, because he said you make all the final decisions in regards to the marketing.
Yeah, I do, but...
Well, I understand that you would still like to be in the loop, though, you know, when he's making changes and doing those things. I understand that completely. And did you put together the Facebook, too?
Yes.
Understood.
I hope you're okay. On the two different text tree services, and they're both spelled different.
Yeah, the one's spelled with a C-O-A-T-E-S. Another one's just like you spell it, C-O-A-T-S.
He wants it. I'm waiting on him to send me a picture of the debit card.
Gotcha. He did respond to you, though?
Yeah.
Understood.
I put a patient up. 1, 2, 3.
What is y'all's success rate with that?
What? Like, say that one more time, please.
I need you to hush. I'm on the phone with someone. I'm sorry. My union is calls in my ear. What is y'all's success rates for businesses going through y'all?
Very profitable. I mean, just landing one job, just depending on the size of job that you do land, it's supposed to show you a 12-to-1 return on investment, if not better. Your line of industry is very profitable. Tree services, tree trimming, tree pruning, we get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. That way, if anybody goes online to type one of those keywords into the search bar, then you'll be found as a top recommended option when those keywords are typed in, but they can contact you directly. And it also gives you the option of cherry picking and choosing the jobs that you may or may not be able to fit into your schedule. So if it's a job that's a bit farther away, or you can always gauge those calls as they come into you, because you're not paying per lead or anything like that. It's direct client contact. So it gives you the option of cherry picking and choosing the jobs that may be a bit more profitable for you to work in, or just, you know, just, yeah, it gives you that option of, absolutely.
Because
so you do have
now,
chance.
Right
now, what?
We got a lot going on. That's why I was wondering if it, like, I know Google, but this Angie Bleed, like I was saying, Angie Bleed, it's turned out to be a good thing, but also a crazy thing, because there's a lot going on. And people, when they use that, they want it right then, right then. Like, right now, they make the appointment they want it today. And that don't work in our budget, because we have to schedule everybody out through rain and everything else. And that's why.
Absolutely. Of course. No, definitely a great question. Now, but like I said, it's definitely depending on the job. It is supposed to show you, like, the larger job, show you a 12-to-15-to-1 return on investment. So it's definitely going to be very profitable for you.
Okay, I got his card number. He finally sent it to me.
Okay, and give me one moment here. And I'm ready for those numbers when you are, and I'll repeat them back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Okay, it's 5. 9500-0001-3715.
I'm sorry. I heard 9500-0137, and what's the last four?
15.
Okay, so I do have after 9500-0137, and then what's the last four digits?
Hold on, back up. We gotta redo it. We're gonna redo
okay.
it.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Cosmo, please so this man can hear me. Please now. Thank you. Okay, it's 53.
Uh-huh. 5300.
No, it's only 10.
Oh. So.
I have
5350.
Yeah, okay. 950.
950.
You got another, especially 2 zeros after the 95.
Okay.
And then you got 3 more zeros.
Okay.
1.
All right.
3715.
3715. Okay, so, and then the expiration month and year?
0425.
And the little code.
Which one? 1?
The little code that's on the back, the little 3-digit code?
594.
594. And is that card connected to the 299 Duck Hill Road address in the 39480 zip code?
It's going to be his P.O. box.
Okay, what's the P.O. box number?
P.O. box 21, SOSO SOSO, 39480.
Uh-huh. 39480. Okay. And then just to repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy so I make sure I have it correct. I'm pretty sure I do have it now though. It's 5350-9500-0001-3715. And I have April of 25 and 594.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
The name card is going to be JK Coach True Service.
JK Coats Coach Tree Service? Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. All righty. JK Coats Coach Tree Service. Okay. And then we use, now what I'm going to be doing right now is putting together the package that we talked about, but also going over a voice verification that goes over the service agreement. Now, if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, just feel free to stop me right then and there during the verification, and I'll rephrase that question a different way. That way you have a fair understanding of what it's asking you, but it is pretty self-explanatory. But it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Coach Tree Service.
Thank you very much, and please state your name and title within the business.
Courtney Chancellor, Secretary.
Thank you very much, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All righty, thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct? Like he gave you authorization? Obviously, just sent you the picture.
Yeah.
Okay, all righty. And give me 1 second. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
Alrighty, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What's that now?
Now, basically, in other words, what that question is asking you is if another company calls you out of the blue, they're offering you some sort of marketing or advertising, to make sure that you're not going to be double paying for a service that we already are providing for you over here. Before moving forward with that company, if you decide to, we just ask that you give us a call beforehand so we can make sure you don't double pay for a service.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's going to be August 30th, 2022. It's going to be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $199. This would be a reoccurring payment since it's a two-month verbal agreement, but when the second month term is completed, your agreement would automatically renew the following month on the same day of the 30th in that same discounted amount of $199. That rate will never change or go up on you. Now, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for the next month of service. We just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. I'm just putting the last finishing touches on the package right now, Courtney, but what I'm also going to be doing is I'm having my finance team run the 199. As soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting a confirmation email sent over to the email address that's given, and it's going to show you that 199 came out of your account. Okay, so just give me 2 more seconds here while I get that process taken care of. And also, I'm going to be setting you up for what we call our client interview. Now, the client interview process, that's where you sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they're going to be going over the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and also going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. Now, today, unfortunately, I can't get you in. We do have one agent off on vacation, so I can get you in tomorrow, though. Tomorrow, I have all day available. Let me know. Right now, I believe it's around 5:23, right? Just about 5:30.
It's 4:30 our time.
Oh, 4:30. Excuse me. Okay. So I can get you in. How does 10 a.m. tomorrow sound?
That'll work.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second here while I program you into this calendar. You're also going to be getting you're going to be getting another confirmation email showing you this. I'm telling you that this is taking place tomorrow. So when you receive the email, I just need you to accept it. Okay, so give me 2 more seconds here. And then I know he's always out on the field working, and you're his secretary, Courtney. But with the number, which number would be best to reach you tomorrow?
My
cell phone. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, let me just make sure. Let me go back here one step, make sure I do have it. 580-5689-601 zip code?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All righty.
This thing I have to sign, it only has his first and middle name. It don't have his last name.
Give me 1 second here. Let me go back. I was just finishing up the sending you over this calendar invite. Give me 2 more seconds, please, Courtney.
Okay.
Okay, 2 more seconds here. I just got you programmed in. Now I'm just sending it over to you. Okay. I just sent the invite over to you during the calendar invite. And then you said his last name was not showing up on the email, or what was the issue one more time, please?
I had to sign. It says welcome to local splash. You click here.
The text message, yeah.
No, it's the invoice.
Mhm. Yeah, it says on the text messages it says an invoice has been sent, or a text message has been sent over to your email. Please click here to accept the subscription terms, or somewhere along the lines of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So if you actually click on that little link, that's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top, as you've probably already seen. And then let me just go ahead and walk you through that so I can kind of get a general idea.
Oh, I didn't put his name on there. Just didn't have his last name.
Yes, absolutely. So give me a second here. And you said it does not have his last name, or it should have his last name?
It don't. It needs it.
That's weird. It did save it right here. Let me resend you over the invoice. Give me a second. Okay, go ahead and refresh your inbox. I just resent that email to you.
I guess because I signed it the other way, it ain't letting me.
Yeah, it wouldn't let you unless it's exactly the way it's shown above. However, you are going to be getting a call from my client interview agents tomorrow. On that side is the operations team, so they can go into that invoice and they can add the last name for you. I don't have that option over here on this side because we're on the onboarding process. But once you talk to my agents tomorrow, they're on the operation side, so they'd be able to make that change for you right away with you on the phone during the interview.
Okay, with the Terry Service website, are we going to need to change that on Google, or will y'all do that?
So that's going to be, since that was something that was done on your own, that's going to be something that you're going to have to do away with. You have the password to get into it. So I would go into that, you have a password and invoice, or a password that would get you into that website. So inside the website, there should be a way that you can cancel it and do away with it. Okay. And then you have to go into your GMB page. The Google My Profile page where it has the link to the website, directions, and all that other stuff, and you would have to change it right there. And then what we would do is we send you over an invite tomorrow asking you to add us to manager to that page. That way we can manage it for you, upload our website that we generated for you there, and start generating reviews there as well. Okay, so that's something that's going to be taking place tomorrow. But if you would, like I said, they can add the last name in to the invoice tomorrow for you, but I don't have that option on my side. So if you did sign it right now and you press confirm, what that's going to do is allow me to give you your username and your password for the client dashboard that we give you. And the client dashboard is when you can go in. It's like the Splash Call app that you can download where you can go in and check all of the analytics that are provided with the programming.
I think this was just one of them free websites that Google has.
Okay, well, if it's one of the free websites that Google has, then they can probably do away with that once they see another one is built for you. You know, that's just one of the free ones that they give you to kind of help you out when you're just starting out. So I'm very familiar with those.
Okay, because I don't even see how to get back into it. Like, I can...
Well, my technicians, like I said, they're the ones that are building the websites too, and they're a bit more familiar with how the Google ones work than I am as well. So if you want to ask them tomorrow during the client interview that's taking place at 10 o'clock, then they'd be able to verse you better on how to do away with it than I can.
That'll work.
Okay. And then let me know when you do confirm that email, the signature real fast. Just if you did sign in the first name and you confirm it, it's going to take you to another page that says local splash username and password.
It ain't even letting me get there now.
It's not letting you allowing you to sign it anymore. Try doing it back, starting over to going through the text messages, like clicking the link again and everything.
No, it won't even let me open it through.
Okay. Well, is that how you tried it from the beginning, or did you go, can you go to your emails as well?
I was in my emails when I accepted it.
Understood. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's not a problem. I mean, if it's not signed today, like I said, they'll be able to take you to that page tomorrow and have you sign it right then and there with you on the phone with them as well, if it's not allowing you to do that. That way it gives it some time to reload and everything like that. So they can walk you through on everything tomorrow on how to get assigned to. Okay? So that's not a huge issue. They will be giving you a call tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Okay, and right now you did say it's 4:34 your time, right? Just to verify?
Yes.
Okay, like I said, I want to make sure since there's a time difference there that you are getting called the right time. Two more seconds here. Yep. Okay. That's going to be 8 o'clock our time, 10 o'clock your time tomorrow. Okay. And then, Courtney, tomorrow they'll be able to walk you through on how to getting that signed, and they'll be able to and they're going to walk you through on the keyword content, service areas that we're programming you to work in, and going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're building the website properly with the proper information and just representing you properly overall. Okay? But other than that, Courtney, that is the only requirement that we did have from you today. But before we disconnect for the evening, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
I think that's it.
Okay, well, we appreciate you giving us the time and the opportunity to earn your business, Courtney. Like I said, it's definitely going to be something that we make you and Jeffrey happy with. So just make sure that you accept that call, the invite through the calendar invite that I sent to you, and they'll be giving you a call tomorrow at 10 a.m. We'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
Was the calendar invite on a text message?
No, I sent that over to you in the form of an email as well. So that should be falling your inbox here momentarily if it hasn't already. We are very busy here, so it might just be taking a little bit longer for it to process. So, like I said, that should be falling in your inbox here momentarily if you haven't received it already. Because I get notified as soon as you accept it.
I think I just did. I just did.
Yeah. See, like I said, we're very busy over here. Sometimes it takes the system a couple seconds or a couple minutes to send that over to you.
Okay.
All
right. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Courtney. We appreciate your time and the opportunity. We appreciate the business as well. And like I said, just wait for that call tomorrow. We'd be happy to get the rest of this ball rolling for you. Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. You have a lovely evening. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.